Blog Talk Radio.
Tender mercies I see,
toward me. Your tender mercies I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy towards me.
Oh,
great is your grace.
Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on.
Jesus,
be
a man.
I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a temple around me ever.
Can you say one more time, be a man, say,
be a
man,
all around me.
I see you there, I see you.
A protection
along
Entertainment Network, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on with you, Van?
Hey, what's going on? Divine Inspiration, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. I'm a little disappointed, but I'm doing well.
That's all right. Disappointment is necessary for growth.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all part of the process. Tonight,
we might not like it,
and I'm hoping... Okay, you got that one right. You definitely got that right. Tonight we were supposed to be featuring Lamar Speller. I really don't even know the brother. I don't know how. I guess it was God leading me there. I just ran across a video of him praising God. And the young man, it just touched me so much that I reached out to him, and we've been busting it up a little bit. And he was telling me some of his story, and I said, you know what? You need to share that story with more than myself. And so I invited him to be a feature, but he told me he couldn't get here before 8:15 tonight, so I'm praying that he manages to get in here, but because I really would like for you to hear his story. He was in the streets. He was at death's door, and came back. He's got a story to tell, you know. But anyway, let's hope that he can make it in, because I would really, really love for you guys to hear his story. But in the meantime, in between time, Van, what do you say we just continue on as usual? And
absolutely.
I mean, starting off with prayer, if you don't mind, my brother.
Be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before you right now, Lord God, asking forgiveness for any sins that we have committed against you, O Lord. Father God, it is truly by your grace and mercy that you allow us to be here in spite of those sins. So, Father God, we offer up to you a sacrificial praise that you humbly accept and a sweet-smelling aroma to your nose. But God, you have created us in your likeness. You have created us to be what you want us to be, but you have given us a gift of free will for us to make choices. So, Father God, we choose you tonight. Lord God, and we know that you've chosen us because we are still here. So, Father God, we lift up to you our children, those who are listening, those who are not here. Father God, because the world needs prayer right now, and I'm lifting the world up to you right now, Lord God. In every facet of the globe, Lord God, we can see turmoil, trouble, wars, violence, death. And Father God, we know that it is all by your plan. But Lord God, we hope and pray that those of us who don't know you do turn toward you, and those of us that do know you are able to help those see a better way through you. So, Father God, we as mere men, we humbly yield our position to you for you to have your way, Lord God. Not our way, Father, but your way, Lord God. And, Father God, we will be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise that is due you. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Van. Anybody listening in the chat rooms, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in before the 11 o'clock hour. If you want to continue on with Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be raw? Or why be average when you can be raw? You need to check that out. I got mine.
Absolutely.
Actually, I have several.
Yeah, wait.
He's trying to break a brother, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I got mine. You got yours?
Okay. Yes, sir. I got, man, look. And I'm glad. I get compliments all the time. I just say, yeah, I know. It's a brother I know that, you know, he puts these things together. Why, you want one? Well, you can't get one exactly like mine, but he can hook you up. Yeah,
I'm good. You got to have a uniqueness. Absolutely.
Oh man, yes sir. So Van, my brother, what say you about getting this thing started with some poetry tonight?
Oh man, I thought you'd never ask. I'm excited, but I'm interested to hear what you got for tonight, because you know. You are the host, so, I mean, I think you should open us up with your piece.
I feel you, my brother, because I was just getting ready to ask you, would you rather go first or second? I was giving you that option, so we're on the same page with this tonight, my brother. See?
Absolutely. Yes.
I was kind of anxious to share. I just finished writing, but I was kind of anxious to share it. And this piece is called... Thank you, sir. This piece is called Deadbeat Christian. This is a poem written mainly for myself. Yeah, so now you know I talk to myself. This poem is a wake-up call and a question to myself. And that is, am I wasting and squandering my God-given Christian wealth? This is where I must dig real deep and be brutally honest with me. This is where I have to question myself about who truly reigns inside of me. Who do my actions show is my true deity? These days there's too much talk about deadbeat dads going down, but when it comes to deadbeat Christians, you don't hear nary a sound. And there's much too much of that going around. So now I must ask myself, where have I become slack? What is the cause of my lack? But more importantly, is how do I get back? How do I get back to when I first fell in love with God? How do I revisit, restore, and renew my past fire? Huh? How do I return God to his rightful place? It's my first desire. He'll never claim to be a genius, but believe me, this ain't rocket science. And the only time through my journey upon this earth that was successful, that was truly enjoyable, peaceful even, is when I took everything to the throne. When I stripped myself bare and acknowledged that I couldn't and didn't want to go it alone. I was in my fervent, anticipatory praise God zone. I was so connected and directed, I knew I had spiritually grown. I had grown because the name of Jesus I know. And that's how I can escape being a deadbeat Christian again. Be more victorious over sin. How, even in the valley, with my focus on him, I will win. And that, I will never be a deadbeat Christian again. And peace, divine inspiration.
Oh. My brother. No. Never be a deadbeat Christian again. That's a phenomenal piece, Paul. Phenomenal piece, man. To God be the glory. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
For,
yes, sir.
For challenging us with that piece. Man. For his glory, man. For his glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
conviction, the conviction in that piece,
mm-hmm.
man. Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Thank God. Because he wields the pen. We are just
yes, he does.
Faithful servants.
Yes, he does.
And I, as well as you, my brother, try our darndest to be faithful to that path.
Mm-hmm.
And with that
yes,
being
sir.
Said, with that being said, I know you got something for us for this evening.
I do, man. I do. I actually wrote a short piece, but I'm sorry. God wrote a short piece. I just wrote
okay,
down
well.
What he said right down. If that's okay.
Right?
I mean, if that's all right.
What? I know you don't think I'm going to question him. And that, if that's what you want, my Lord, hey, so be it.
The title of the piece is, thank you. The title of this piece is called The Unanswered. Hey, Dad, I'm at it again. Self-doubt has me questioning. Why do you believe in me the way you do, when I only disappoint you? Help me understand the magnitude of trust you have in me. When I wear this flesh and precepts guide me, looking in the mirror, I get disgusted. When I know it's me you've trusted, seeming walking in this valley where I fear no evil, being tossed to and fro on the ship's galley by the devil. Yet reminding myself you offered me up to the enemy, just so he can test me. I'm not David, or Jesus for that matter. Just a man not ready for the slaughter. So tell me, God, what do you want from me? Just what do you want from me? In peace.
The Unanswered. That's a perfect title for that piece. Because you had some questions in there that we probably never will get the answer to.
Right. Right.
You touched on some points that just really struck me, Rand, when you said, why do you believe? And, you know, that's a question that I know will never be answered. I can't fathom
right.
why he believes in me.
Right. This
But the fact that you spoke upon the fact that you know that he does believe in you, you know, speaks volumes
yes.
as well. That's wow. Yeah, I'm feeling that too.
For his glory. For his glory.
So many,
not mine. All for him. All for him.
But you know, he had you write that for a reason, for somebody.
Yeah.
Because his word does not go out, turn void. So.
This is true.
You know, have faith. Those unanswered questions, they might not be answered verbally, but in your soul and your spirit, you're going to answer them. You just have to pray for that discernment to recognize his answers.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
And wait on him because he's faithful.
Amen.
Thank you for that piece. Oh, man. Woo-woo-woo. We starting off. Oh.
Praise him.
Good for tonight. Yeah. I can't think of anybody better to praise. I don't think anybody worthy of my praise. You know, there's some folk out there that I like a lot. There's some folk out there I praise. I don't know. I think he kind of got the market on that one. He's the only one that I know that deserves praise. He deserves more than praise, but in my feeble state, that's the best I can do.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do just that. Well, okay, before we start preaching and getting ready to pass the collection plate.
Right.
We're going to bring on... We're going to bring on another caller. But, woo, man.
Who do we got?
We got a young lady that way down in Texas way. Somebody by the name of Amelia T. Davis. Greetings and salutations.
Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings. Blessings and much love and... I am so thankful to be here.
Thank you. I'm grateful that you are here.
Hey, absolutely.
So what's going on with you these days? Are you still
moving? Changing my environment.
Okay.
Giving all glory to our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Yes, well, with that, you can't go wrong. You know?
Absolutely.
And things happen for seasons and for reasons. And as long as we trust in Him, it's going to be all right. You know? So, I applaud your steadfastness, Amelia, in all of this.
I have all my faith in the Lord, and great are His mercies and blessings and miracles, and I depend on Him 100% of the time, all day, all night, every day of the week, every month, every year.
I know that's right, and you can't go wrong doing it. What is that? Is that Philippians 6 and 33, don't quote me exactly on that, but it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things
Matthew,
shall be added unto
you. Matthew 6:33.
Thank you. I had the 6:33 right. I'm sorry. That's why I said don't quote me on that. Thank you so much
right.
for that thing. I had to put that little caveat out there. But yeah, we have to
I know you
first.
Were testing me, Paul. You were testing me, Paul. He was testing me.
Oh, you saw through
but
that.
But God said that man ought to be able to give account why he believes. Because we all got testimonies. We done all been through some things. But had it not been for God, we would not still be here.
Amen.
We have to give the honor to where it's due. And that's the only one that I know of. And I know quite a few folks. That's the only one I know. That's due praise, that's due honor, that's due glory, that's due servant, that's due worship, that's due obedience. And then we still fall short. Okay, so Amelia, what did you bring for us tonight?
Well, since it's Youth Sunday, I thought I'd bring this piece. I'm sorry your guest wasn't able to show thus far. Hopefully he will be able to make it eventually. But this piece is called Youthful Slumber.
Now that sounds nice. Mike Joe's Queen.
Wake up out of your slumber, people. Smell the coffee. The alarm clock has been going off. You have been too unconscious to be conscious. Open your third eye and truly take in the view of our nation today. Blood is running rivers through every street, alleyway, boulevard, city, and town. Why? No compassion. None from each other or the blue monster. If people of color don't value your own lives, why do you expect anybody else to? Stop disrespecting yourselves and your women. You cannot fight two wars. One against yourselves and the other against the powers that be. God created all humans in his likeness. We all have the power of the heavenly weapons. We must value each other, respect each other as the kings and queens God created all of us to be. The lies that have been told for hundreds of years, many of you have come to believe in them. We must pull together in love with enlightened minds to fight the enemy of hate and ignorance. Protesting isn't enough. You play into their game when you break into businesses to rob and destroy. Then they sit back watching their TVs and say, yep, look, they are destructive animals. Stop it. Flood the government offices with phone calls, written letters, and emails voicing your outrage. Stop waiting for a leader. Step out on your own. Pull together five or so friends of all you have, write and call. Then they pull five or ten of their friends, et cetera, until you got a strong movement against the injustices and hate. Stop buying merchandise that lines the pockets of those who seek to destroy you. The civil rights era was a success not just through marching, but through the pocketbooks of the oppressors. They walked everywhere instead of riding the buses. They filled up the lunch counters so no one could sit down to eat. They boycotted the evil companies that were filled with prejudice and ignorance. Young folks, this world, this nation is what you make of it. It's about time for all of you to step into your royal duties as kings and queens. Change the evil to good, the dark to light, the injustice to justice, hate to love, ignorance to intelligence. Wake up out of your slumber. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
Very nice. Very nice, Amelia. You reminded us of our responsibilities in that piece. You also challenged us to seek truth in that piece, as opposed to just being led to the slaughter, you know, like a lamb. And I like that call for unity. That's something that's really needed in these end days. We need to unite and present a united front. So I appreciate you for that piece. And that's something we definitely need to let the young folk know. Thank you for that.
My pleasure, King.
Ben, you have any words on that?
I do. A lot of powerful points in this piece. A lot of what you're speaking on is true, and a lot of what you're speaking on has already been done to no avail. Which wherein lies the problem, if you will. As a people, we've banded together to go the political avenue. And yet here we are still 40, 50 plus years later, still dealing with oppression and systemic racism. Even though we've gone the political route, and just for once, I actually think that we as a people need to try Jesus. Because a lot of times we often try to do things in our own will, in our own power. A lot of changes that happened when Dr. King marched was because he was a man of the cloth. So change had to be made. So I thoroughly enjoyed your piece, and I love what you had to say in it. And I really think that just we've gone away from what God wants us to do as a people. And until we get back to that, things are going to continue on the path that they are because we keep forgetting to add him in the process. So excellent piece. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate the fact that you found it important. I agree with you. When God is in the mix, we can do so much more than excluding him. And I agree that Martin Luther King Jr. brought that combination that really affected folks. He was able to show people, look at what's happening to us. You know, like the police turning the fire hydrants and the dogs, and it was on national TV, and people could literally see what was being done, and they could see how folks were being nonviolent. They weren't attacking. They were just, you know, having their signs or chanting or whatever. And it woke up a whole nation that, you know, this was horrible circumstances. And I truly believe we need that very same type of awakening. We should not at all be in the position we are today, and that we are readdressing all of the very same issues that they did over 50, 60 years ago. But unfortunately, we can change laws, but we cannot change minds or hearts or behaviors or mentalities through laws, only reaching out across the aisle and attempting to educate folks and will change that ignorant mentality. And I love you both. Much success to both of you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you so much, Amelia. One love, one mic. God bless you. She made a lot of good points at the end there. You know, we really do have to. We have to do. Because it's apparent that things aren't really changing. You know. But that's something we need to each pray upon and ask, you know, what is the part that you would have me play, Lord? Something that definitely needs to be considered.
Yes.
All righty. I'm going to bring on one of your buddies.
One of my buddies? Oh, man, I got so many. Which one you got?
Oh, this one you're going to recognize as soon as they open their mouth. Hey there, buddy.
Divine inspiration, poetic, gentleman.
Hello. I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good, actually. The devil was messing with me yesterday. I'm trying to tell you. And this morning, too. I'm trying to tell you, he had a hold on me. I was pulling and pulling and pulling, and he was pulling me back. I'm like, get off.
But you put him in his place, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You know what? There's a divine light that covers my soul tribe, which is you guys, and I had to run to y'all to help me regain my sanity. So I'm good now. I could exhale and not have to worry about it. I got some scratches on me, you know, because he had a hold on me really, really tight last night. He almost blew me out of my bed. I almost knocked me on the floor. But I'm good now.
Okay.
Good. Glad you're good.
Okay.
Okay.
Never said that the road was going to be easy, but he did say it is victorious.
Oh, yes. It ain't going to be easy, but it sure be worth it every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then some.
Yeah.
And some.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to write something. I was actually writing while you guys were like starting the show, but it ain't finished. So I'm not there.
Well, look at the bright side. You got something started and partially prepared for another time, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's so good about the archives.
Mm-hmm. It was like I was going back and forth writing two different pieces, and I just like hoping I could finish one. So it'll be a pleasant surprise when I'm done.
Okay, there you go.
Pleasant surprise. She said a pleasant surprise.
There ain't nothing but pleasantries when it comes to the divine, honey. I'm trying to tell you. I know I can find nothing bad in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. No misery, no darkness, no nothing. Okay. So, yeah.
I cannot disagree with you about that at all.
I know you can't. I can be arrogant in hell.
Uh-huh. In that, yes. In that, you definitely can.
That's right.
Our feature just hit me up saying that I'm so sorry I ran over time at this church gathering. I'm about to be done at 6:15. That's California time.
That's awesome.
I'm going to tell him. Not at all. Call in.
Awesome. Awesome. That's what's up. Okay.
All right. Guys.
How y'all doing tonight?
I want y'all to hang on.
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm great now.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
You know what? It's so crazy because the more you are covered by him, the brighter your light shines that he has you covered in. And
yeah,
it's a beautiful thing, but at the same time, it you're illuminated to where you're not hidden from the evil in this world, and that's how I got snatched last night, just for a second.
Okay,
just for a second. But you see, when your faith is unwavering. And you know, it's more than just faith. It's knowing that he's there. He calms all of that down. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It's like I was really, really, like, touched last night by some bad energy, okay? And if I hadn't reached out to one of y'all and y'all had been there, I probably wouldn't have slept last night, really. And I haven't let anything bother me like that in a long, long time because I vowed I wasn't going to allow anything like that. But I was caught off guard. I don't know what I've been doing lately, but you know what? I slipped and left an opening somewhere for that. Because that's the only way he gets in is when you leave an opening for him. He can't invade your space, your light, or anything unless you open up to him. So I don't know. I slipped up somewhere. Maybe I was on a bad influence or something. I don't know. That's it.
You one of those creations called human. So we drop the ball occasionally, but being a child of God, you also recognize that and pick it back up. Keep moving. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Well, we fall short. He's still just to be there and to bring us back.
Yeah. And to be able to exhale, it's a way. I don't know if y'all do, but I literally, when he's working on me, I feel that weight lifted off of me. I truly, truly feel lighter. Seriously, I'm like, oh. It's like carrying a heavy bag of groceries, and when you finally get through the door, you can drop them on the floor, and you go,
uh-huh.
It's just like that. It is just like that. I'm so serious. I wish that I could experience that. Not experience the bad thing, but you can't see the light without the dark. Through the darkness, when we get through it, is where we start to see the light. So, unfortunately, that's our balance right there. But the light is so good. I'm trying to tell you, I was like, when you took it off of me, I'm trying to tell y'all, this is very, very real, what I'm talking about. This is not just me babbling. I'm very serious. When the weight is lifted, you feel it. Literally, like your body, it's being transformed inside. You can feel it being, you may not see it, you know, because it's hidden from your eyesight. You can't see his work just like that. I don't think we're worthy of actually seeing it like that, but you feel it, and that's how you know. You know, he heard me crying out. In desperation. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like where I'm at.
That's all right.
Good.
That's all right.
The Bible tells you. Bible tells you, just call on that name. Cry out,
yes,
call on
it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Yes. Okay. I wrote a little letter to him, though. A very, very small letter to him. I'll give y'all some of it.
Okay.
We'd be honored.
And
when
I say very, very small letter, it's part of one of them pieces I was writing. And I'll just finish it later. But, yeah.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. And it's untitled right now, too. Okay. Dear great honored spirit, giver of all life, now, you are the creator of all things great and small. You are the forever forgiving one with unwavering, unconditional love and kindness. The only one with eternally open and welcoming arms, with hands waiting for us to reach out to. The one with eyes that never see us as unworthy, even though we know we are. Our divine covering of the highest white light. I remain wide-eyed and curious, so I faithfully bow my head and converse with my heart to ensure a clear path for my prayers to get to you every day. Because you keep your word. Sincerely yours. Grateful. And that's it.
Man, I like that. Okay. Is that gonna be a new pen name? That's gonna be a new pen for you. Grateful, because honey, listen, God could do a wonderful things with somebody who's grateful. You heard?
Oh yeah, it could be. It could be. It might be. Yo. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. It's a heartfelt letter to the Most High. That was
yes. Thank you.
I love your. I guess it shows your faith in him.
Yeah.
So, and you let him know. Yeah, I know. You keep your word. You know.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm doing the right thing, crying out to you. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's the best thing that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And for real, it should be the only thing that we do, but unfortunately, so often we don't.
Well, we're still learning lessons every day, you know.
Masterpieces in the mix.
Yep. That's right. His greatest creation.
Hey, he still has his hands on us. He still has
all
his
the
eyes
time.
On us. He still
all
has his thoughts on us. And that,
mm-hmm.
that just blows my mind. He still even thinks about this.
Mm-hmm.
All that's going on, all the complexities and the varieties of everything that's going on in the world, in the universe, in existence, he still thinks about me.
All day, every day. And I'm telling you, that hand is always there waiting for you. His hand, his arm never gets tired. He's just here waiting for you to turn around and say, come right to him.
Come back. That's
right. That's it.
Come back to where you know that you know that you know that it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Say, come on home. Come on. I'll help you get up. Come on. Just reach for it. And every time I do, he pulls me right in, pulls me right up. Oh, so good. I'm trying to tell him
how good he's looking at me. Ben, have you ever had one of those prodigal son moments?
Always, Paul. Always.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I really didn't think about it like that, but yeah, you're absolutely right. Always.
So I know y'all know the goodness that
Because you know, the prodigal son was out there in the world in his mess.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his mess. And he had to come back home because even he couldn't stand the funk of his mess.
Mm-hmm.
But his father was waiting for him to come back. No matter what he smelled like, no matter what he did, no matter who he did it to, no matter what the problem was, he overlooked that just because he came back home.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
So ain't that just like our daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that just like him?
There's no goodness like that.
No matter what you've done, who you did it to, what you smell like, God's still waiting for you to come back home.
That's all you want. It's for you to come to him. That's it.
And you know what he do? Thank you, Father. You know what he do?
He loves you.
He uses the word to wash away your sins.
Amen. Amen.
So just imagine how powerful mother or father would be if their prodigal sons and daughters just came back home and you just thank them for everything that they had ever done. Can you imagine the power of just you saying, welcome home, I don't even want to hear about the mess, I forgive you, and God forgive you, and I love you just like he loves you.
Are you hungry?
You know.
Yeah, because he's going to make sure your belly is full, all of that.
Yeah.
He's going to provide you with water to wash the dirt off of your skin, light to make sure you can see where you're walking to. Oh, man. And the warmth from the love.
And you know what? Then you can truly sign it. Grateful.
Amen. Van, you just took me somewhere with that. You took me back to a time when I was at a real, real, real low point. I was strung out on crack. I was out in the streets, you know, like a week at a time, not bathing, barely eating, just I was done. I came back home. Actually, my dude sent one of my brothers out looking for me, and I came back home. And the what you described reenacted that moment. Yeah. She looked beyond the stench of the streets. She looked beyond the disgrace that I had brought upon myself and the family name. She looked beyond everything and with open arms just brought me home, brought me in, sent my behind up the shower, came down and ate, food was ready and ate. We just sat down and talked. She didn't condemn me. She didn't even inquire into any of that. We just talked. And you took me back there. And that's just the tip of the iceberg to the welcome that God has for us when we return to him. His mercy, his loving kindness is unfathomable.
Man, oh no.
You know what happens? You know what happens? Do you know what happens? When we are a few feet away from the door, and we are a few feet away, you know the enemy, he just sit there and be filling your head with all this doubt.
Mm-hmm.
This negativity, all these things that you've done wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any time that you are moving the way God wants you to move,
mm-hmm.
and you hear any doubt,
mm-hmm.
that's not from God. God is not the author of confusion. God is pretty specific about what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know how many times would Paul say, even though I try to do right, even when I try to do right, evil is always present and always all around me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many times I've gone to the store for my mother or my grandmother, and all I had to do was go to the store and come back home. Me being a teenager, a youngin', not getting out the house much, not getting out the house to play and all that kind of stuff. What I do? I went out there and I played before I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy was messing with me at a young age. Like, you ain't got to go right back home, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you just hang out and play a little bit? So I'm gonna tell y'all what happened one day. I had this affection for this game called Burger Time. Right? Got sent to the store. It should only took me like 30, 45 minutes. Go to the store, come back home. Well, this particular time I go to the store, they had the game set up in Baltimore, in Lexington Market. They had it set up there, and it was free. You could play it. It was free.
Oh, wow.
It was free.
Oh, they reeling you right on.
Yep.
Yeah, so me, I said, okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to play a couple games, then I'm going to go home. Well, that really didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Couple games turned into like three hours later.
Oh, man.
So I happened to look up, and guess who was coming with the belt in her hand? I said, And that was my evil is always present all around me moment. But had I just did what I was told,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have behaved like a prodigal son out there, getting all dirty, mm-hmm. doing what I wanted to do, when all mm-hmm. I had to do mother told me to do.
Mm-hmm. Obedience.
And we all talk about our children. Oh, well, it's a learning process. They got to learn. Listen, that was a painful learning process for me. I wish I hadn't had to learn.
You learned,
though,
didn't
you? And you learned it well.
I definitely learned it, but just keep in mind, whenever you hear that doubt, that fear comes in. That's not of God. It is not of God.
Right.
Do what God tell you to do.
Mm-hmm. Don't stray from his path.
Because listen. One thing about God is he going to let you do it your way.
Oh,
uh-huh. Free will. He gonna let you uh-huh. do it your way, because you don't want to do it his way. He gonna let you do it his way. But what happens is once you done did it your way and it don't work out the way that you intended, then you go to God and God be like, "Well, you ready to do it my way now?"
Right.
Huh. I made the path. Exactly, Daniel. I made the path for you. All you got to do is walk. Listen, I made it for you. All you got to do is walk it.
That's it. It can't get much better than that.
And you know what's funny?
Simple.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Every time I think about that, I think about The Wizard of Oz. Every single time. Every single time.
I just had that in my head.
Listen, y'all. Listen. Think about it. Listen. It was more than one person that told Dorothy to follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. It was more than one person that told her to follow the yellow brick road. How many people in your life got to tell you to follow God's road before you actually follow it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you had to go off into the poppy field with the wildflowers and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the outside. You had to run into a scarecrow, a lion, mm-hmm. a tin witch.
Had to see a whole lot.
Yes.
You are so.
I'm done. look, Paul, until the next caller.
I was about to say, look, we about to start all over again, Danielle. Before I let you go, Danielle, you have to let us know all your 5011 jobs.
All right. Well, Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips, and that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversations. Wednesday nights, I am one half host of the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, as usual, the topic is up in the air. You know, we're tossing around a few ideas, but whatever we come up with, we're sure you're going to love it. So y'all come on by and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. He made me tired listening to that rundown.
It's
busy
2 days.
One.
It's only 2 days.
On top of Crochet Anonymous.
Right.
Oh yeah, well that's my passion. That's a blessed gift. He blessed my hands, and I'm so grateful. You know.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. You stay on it. Sheesh.
I have a passion for, I have a love for it, you know, and it's meditation. I talk to him when I'm crocheting.
Mom tried to teach me how to knit. Well, she did teach me how to do a chain stitch with crocheting, but she tried to teach me how to knit. Knit one, mm-hmm. purl two, and all this kind of mess. And man, let me tell you, Rosie mm-hmm. Greer, big up to you, bro. You got that.
I gotta thank you, because at first, Paul, I was a little worried, but because of you dropping off those materials, I started watching tutorials on knitting. I don't know how to knit. I still haven't gotten the hang of it yet. But because I'm gifted with my hands, eventually I know I'll get it. I have faith in myself, so I know that I'll get it. So now I'm learning a new skill, and I love that.
Well, there is no doubt in my mind. He got you.
Oh yeah. I know. Yeah.
I'm at perfect peace with that. Perfect peace. Because my daddy told me that's where I was supposed to drop it in your lap. And sometimes I listen.
sometimes you
But look, I can't lie.
I can't lie. That's for sure.
Only a special person would think that they could. Well,
yeah,
now,
I
was
special.
I love, you know how we do. You know how we do.
I know.
I'm going to bring on this caller.
All right.
And I'm going to put you back, Amelia, in the praise lounge. And
all right.
We're going to keep this thing going.
All right.
All right. One love, one mic.
God bless you, Quinn.
One love, one life.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bless y'all.
Next on the mic, Poetic, we have somebody
who
else.
Who we got, bro?
No stranger to the Inspiration Factory. We got C-Double 34 Music.
Y'all.
What's good, my brother?
What's up, C-Double?
Stop it up.
Dorothy was sipping on some syrup, and Ani M was her pusher man. Y'all can't fool me. How you going to have a scarecrow, a lion, who's a coward, and a tin man talking? And then she's supposed to be following some yellow brick road, got sulfur on it, sniffing on some sulfur, and going in a poppy field. Look. I'm a conspiracy theorist to the highest degree. I know what's up. How are you, brothers?
Oh, Lord, help me.
Man, you're hilarious, brother. Man, doing good, man. How you doing, man?
Well, you know, I'm being
good,
obedient
I'm
to God and following him. Look, you know, y'all can't fool me with this stuff. The truth is out there.
It sounds
good. Oh, man. Yeah, it definitely is.
Put my Horatio Kane sunglasses on right now if you want.
See, Dub, I needed that laugh. Thank you. My summer.
Yeah. No problem. No
but,
problem.
You know, there is a lot of truth in humor. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, yeah.
There is a lot of truth in humor.
Whew. So what's up, my brothers? I haven't heard. You haven't heard from me in a while. I haven't heard from you in a while. What's up?
Myself, I'm being blessed by the best, and I'm praying for the rest.
Yep, that's how
we do. And I'm included in that rest. I needed to.
No doubt. Yes.
I'm sorry, not sorry, having you hold so long. But we was in a moment. That's why I say sorry, not sorry, because hey, we always offer this platform up to God. So that's where He took it. Whew, I ain't sorry, but I appreciate you and I thank you for hanging in there with us.
Oh yeah,
hearing
no doubt.
Absolutely,
no doubt at all.
Speaking on hearing words. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, tell me if I'm wrong, man, that you got something special for us. You got something unique for us. You got something that's CW-ish for us this evening.
I believe I do. I haven't written it down. This is going to be a first. It's going to be off the dome.
Whoa, hey, Van, you hear that? This is a fun.
Man, I hear it. Oh, I'm excited, too.
Man, oh, man. I like it a lot. And with that, I'm going to shut my mouth and let you take us into your dome. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. This piece is called Here's Why I'm Thankful. I woke up this morning with a smile upon my face. I had a feeling that love is here to stay. With my wife sitting by me during the morning and during the night, a good woman by my side, ride or die, can I go without a smile? I'm thankful for my daughter, who, even though she doesn't talk to me as much anymore. I'm thankful for April 17th, 1991, when I held her in my arms and she smiled at me, where everybody else, she was crying too. I'm thankful for my car. I'm thankful for my home. I'm thankful for food and shelter. I'm thankful that my health is getting better. I'm thankful for my poetry family and my natural family. I'm thankful for even my enemies. I'm thankful for my exes, because without them, I wouldn't be with the woman I'm with now. I'm thankful for God, the author and finisher of my faith, the one that says, don't fear, don't be anxious, don't worry. Blessed are the meek that shall inherit the earth. Notice I did not say weak, because he gave me love, power, and a strong mind. I'm thankful for the music and the creativity he's given me, and I give him credit for all of that. I thank him for the ideas. I thank him for fair use. I thank him for forgiving me for cussing people out on the road when I'm supposed to be walking the narrow road. I thank my Lord and Savior for being Lord and Savior. Because I couldn't do it. None of us could do it. And I'm thankful for this time where I can recite and vocalize, not spit, because I don't want to be vulgar, but give a message where somebody can get it. That's that piece.
Yeah, AC, though, can I tell you something?
Come on.
Love suits you well. Since this queen came into your life, there's I don't know. I can't really put a word to it, but there's something different about you. You know, so I love the way you came into that piece about what you're thankful for. But first and foremost, you were thankful for that queen that holds you down.
I'm sitting there, things could have changed.
Smiling. I said, yeah, I was sitting there smiling. I said, yeah, he got big. I like that. I like that. And, you know, hey, praise God for you. I'm happy for you, my brother.
Thank you.
It shows. Your happiness shows.
It comes from this, Brother Paul. It comes from this. I was 30 years a slave. And if you don't know what I mean, indentured servitude, employee, putting that above God. I mean, let's be real. I love serving people, and I did love doing that. But when you make it your God and when you start wearing the title, he'll show you that pride goes before the fall. And it took a government thing to do it. But when there was no way, couldn't find any way, and I couldn't make my way, God made provision, which I have this side hustle right here. And he is my provision. He had to show me that.
Hey. He has to set us down sometimes. Let it be here.
Hey, brother. Yes.
And praise be to him that you heard him and did just what you were supposed to. And look what it brought you.
Oh, yeah.
Look what it brought you. Yeah.
Peace that passes all understanding.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Ain't nothing like it.
Nope.
Whew. Yes, yes, yes. You know. These are the types of testimonies that I really, really love, because these are the things that a lot of times people think are commonplace. You know, yeah, you get married, you fall in love, blah, 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 blah. But there is a real depth to a real love. It can't be just marginalized. And the love of God, the love of that mate that God created for you. And like you said, the peace that defies understanding that comes from that. And then how could you ever look at me or anybody else and say that there is no God? I mean, man, look, I appreciate that piece because, man, it spoke volume. And that was straight from the dome, so that means it was straight from the heart. Can't go
wrong
with
that. Straight from the dome, straight from the heart. Yep.
Sir, yes, sir. What you got on that van?
Hey, man, I love this piece because it is straight from the heart. And there was so much that you said in it. But the closing of it, your hope for it. I'm hoping the same thing because we don't do this in vain. And when God lays something on your heart to do, you best do it.
Oh, I've learned that.
And there's a testimony within this freestyle. So you have to let us know when it comes to fruition. Because I heard your heart, bro. Let us know when it comes to fruition.
Oh, it's going to come through fruition. Oh, yeah, the fruits will show.
Amen, brother. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you know that Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah.
See, she needs to stop smoking that sticky icky. That's why she turned green.
That's why she don't my
that's
brother.
That's why she turned green. Look,
my brother.
Y'all know that. I think of these things. I'm just letting you know.
Woo woo woo. So
y'all got me started.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Woo.
My
brother.
My brother, my brother.
Oh, man.
So send me over to the room where I can get my repentance and all that other stuff.
Oh, my brother. Whew. Yeah, I'm going to get you out of here because my stomach is hurting again.
Mm-hmm. See, Bubba,
we're
going
to send you to
it.
The praise now. Yes. But, I definitely appreciate you for coming through tonight, my brother. And for that freestyle, I'm honored that you brought that to us first.
And yes.
I know that there's another poet out there that you're lucky he wasn't here because he'd be on your page getting you up for some freestyles. I might have to.
He'll call me. I already know that. Don't worry about that.
Sadly, I didn't have to mention any names, did I? Everybody knew who I was.
No yeah. Names needed. No names needed. We all know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that's right.
One love.
All right, my brother.
One love, one mic.
One
to
mic,
both
brother.
Y'all.
One
you
love,
too, man.
One mic. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless.
Oh, man. Man, this has been some powerful, powerful words this evening. Ooh, I had to loosen my belt up a little bit, man.
Just a little bit, Paul. You fool, just a little bit, man. Just a teeny bit.
Just a little something. Yes, indeed. Man, but you escaped us temporarily. What do you got going on in the Epiphany realm? Better yet, why don't you just tell us everything that's going on in the Epiphany world?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is Marvel versus DC, the ultimate conversation around the two comic powerhouses with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. You don't want to miss it. Thursday night is the Get Down Poetry Idol, y'all. J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you, brother.
Oh, that'd be us, huh?
That'd be us.
Inspiration Factory. That'd be us, yeah. Sorry, Mom. I know, Mom. I know better.
Man,
okay,
you already know. You already know.
So I dollopize.
So look, listen, when something happens to you, Paul, you know, just know that that's Mama striking you for using that bad English. You know how she do now.
Yeah. I'm kind of, yeah. You're right. Mom, he made me do it.
What?
You always say that. You always speak about how I throw you under the bus. So if it's going to keep me from getting Mom angry with me and tongue-lashing me, I'm sorry, I'm going to throw you under the bus. Her beating.
Wow.
Yeah, we wish to go around after them and laugh.
That's what we're doing. Okay.
Some tongue-lashing? Okay. Man, look. I'm running from that. They still ache a little bit. You know? Okay. We're going to wind things down here. This has been an extraordinary evening. I appreciate all of you for hanging out with us tonight, enjoying the airwaves, and more importantly, enjoying our love of God and praising Him, and our love of poetry, and our love of self. We reach out to one another to share what God would have us to share for the edification of His people. So I thank you all for coming. We have one last public service announcement before I pray us out and put on the touch of music for you. But my brother Van, how would you like to give that public service announcement for us?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this Jesus that we speak of, this God that made you in His image, please connect with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, or myself, and we would love to help usher you into the kingdom of God. We can't make you do anything you don't want to do, but we can certainly show you through His word and from our experiences just how good He truly is to us. So reach out to us and let us know, and we will be happy. I mean, it would be our honor to allow God to use us to bring you into His kingdom. Paul, back to you.
Thank you. And we don't say that lightly. That we mean more than anything you may hear on this platform. That is the most important thing. Saving of souls and just introduction of Christ. So now, if you don't mind joining me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come once again to your throne, praising your name, thanking you for the fellowship that we had this evening, Father. We ask that you would cover each and every caller that called in, those that listened, those that wanted to call in and could not for whatever reasons. Father, we ask that you would place us all under your wings of protection. Father, we ask that those that are ailing and that are sick, Josephine, and going through things, Amelia, those that are in the midst of uncertainty, Father, that you would meet them where they are, Lord. Give them what they need to make it through whatever their circumstances may be. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this platform where we get to get together to just praise you, to honor you, and to be used by you. And we look forward to coming once again next Sunday, Father God, if it be your will, to praise you once again. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. And God bless you all.
Amen.